Was this something that was coming, the divorce? Was it more of a, what led you to that decision?
That's a whole other session. No, but in some ways it was coming forever. I mean, if you asked me the truth, I probably knew the day I got married somewhere. If you had asked me that, I wouldn't have known it. But somewhere, I very much was at that age where, you want to get married. He's perfect on paper, perfect. We're not compatible. That was pretty obvious. And also, he was that typical, workaholic, never around, and then would come home on the weekends and play golf all weekend because he had worked hard, and needed what was the problem with that need? So it just was years and years and years and years of that, me building anger toward it, so that he's not a communicator at all. So just pulled, so by the time there was sort of the catalytic event, it was no surprise. No surprise. In fact, it was probably a relief. Right? I mean, I remember saying to somebody, I felt like the day he moved out, as tragic as the whole thing was, I thought my kids were going to be serial killers and, I'd fuck them up forever and life is falling. But the first day I walked in the house when he wasn't there anymore, I like breathed and felt like myself for the first time in probably 10 years.
What'd the boys think? How'd they do?
It was initially, I mean, that sort of that black hole, that intense part was pretty awful. I mean, telling your kids that you're getting divorced is just not something I would wish on anybody. And I would say we had probably the nicest divorce in the history of divorce. But even with that, let's say it's a year or so, it's hell. It's absolute miserable. I mean, anxiety producing hell. And I think for them, it also had aspects of that. Although what we learned through counselors and is that for kids, if things stay as much the same as possible, so I was blessed to be able to stay in the house. Frankly, they saw Donald probably just as much as they saw him before, if not more. It became clear to them that we weren't fight. In fact, Dustin said to me, "You're not fighting anymore." So I think for them, after that horrible, wrenching, pull the Band-Aid off, this sucks, it's the worst thing, I want my parents to be together, it's my fault, and again, not to minimize that, but I think we fairly quickly entered into a pretty amenable pattern. It was again disrupted when I got the I need to talk to you. Funny, we went to our media room in the house. I'm dating somebody, and oh, she's pregnant. So that threw another little wrench in the best divorce ever.